All right, 7 minutes. Let's see if we can do this. I love taking really long showers, sleeping in late in big comfy beds, and cooking with canned food. These are three things that I could not do when I started my internship in the middle of the desert in the summer of 2004. I answered an ad that basically it said that they were looking for an artist intern to live off the grid in a green, we didn't use the term green back then, but that was, it was green living, low flow, recycled water, solar power, everything off the grid. That was the situation I was going into. And of course, the situation I was coming from, long showers, comfy beds, canned food. So I go out there, and I'm just excited to be leaving West Virginia, where I grew up. I'm just excited to be leaving. And I figure, well, it's not going to be that bad because, you know, West Virginia's in the mountains. New Mexico's kind of in the mountains. It'll be a little drier, a little warmer, a little less brown. It'll be more brown, less literally green, more figuratively green. Anywho, I get out there. They show me around. They show me the cistern where the water comes in, the solar panels. It's all very exciting. They show me the low-flow shower head. P.S., there's a drought. Keep your shower under 3 minutes if you can. They show me the ship toilet, strangely enough. There's a battleship toilet in the middle of the desert. All right. Interesting, disconcerting thing about a ship toilet is they're much more shallow than a traditional toilet, so there's a lot more skid marks. And they didn't tell me, like, I don't know, I was stupid or whatever. I didn't think that I needed to wipe the skid marks out, so... until about 4 weeks into it, when the artist comes to me furious and he says, "If I have to wipe that out one more time, I'm sending you home." And I deeply apologize and everything. But there you go. So when I get there, I start to I get acclimated, and they say, "All right, you got about 2 hours." They show me to my cabin. Which is basically four adobe walls, tin roof, windows, not rusted, windows, sorry, bad, tin roof, windows, then there's like a bed that's just like 2x4s plywood, and then like a 5-inch piece of foam, like not memory foam, this was before, just like foam, like. And that was my bed, and I thought, it's kind of scarce, but I guess we're off the grid. It's an adventure. This is how we do. Who wants to drag a mattress up here, anyways? So I deal with it. This would maybe prove to be a problem later, but I start to get ready because we're going to go to this art opening. They're going to show us the town. We're going to go, 2 hours to the big exciting town. We're going to go to this art opening, and I want to look cool. I'd always considered myself kind of a hipster amongst hicks when I was in West Virginia. No offense to anybody I grew up with. They're all wonderful people, and everybody in West Virginia is great people. Maybe they don't like art as much as me. But anyways, I consider myself hipster amongst hicks, and here I am now. I'm amongst, it's the Santa Fe art scene. It's exciting. There's 150... art galleries, and they have openings every the last Friday of every month, and I'm going to be hobnobbing with all these artists and stuff, and I'm interning with this great artist, and I'm going to get in there. I'm going to meet these people, and so I dress kind of nice but casual. Actually, I was wearing this shirt. I was pretty much wearing this outfit, but I was wearing red chucks, light gray jeans, purple shirt, seafoam green button down. Felt cool, felt artistic, went to meet up with everybody else. They're all wearing black, head to toe black. Suddenly, I feel like a hick amongst hipsters. And the tables are turned, and it's just, It was just shocking. And things kind of went like that the rest of the summer. I did get used to certain things. But, you know, out in the Southwest, there's a big, it's a very spiritual place. There's a lot of New Age spiritualism out there. And I wasn't as accustomed to it. I got used to it. But everybody talks about energy and, you know, positive energies, negative energies. And I'm not a morning person. And every morning, my boss would say to me, the artist would say, you know, Mark, I don't think you realize how your negative energies are affecting everyone around you. You come in here and you pound around the kitchen and you're just a grump. And what's wrong with you? Don't you want to be here? You don't have any passion. And I would say, I'm sorry, I'm not a morning person. Yeah, that mattress is not the greatest thing in the world. I get nosebleeds every night because there's no humidity. I wake up with a dry mouth. It's hard to sleep, man. And so I say, you know, just whatever, okay. Later, I came to find out after I was able to loot the other interns. Like, okay, I deal with this stuff. It's difficult. But I deal with it. The other intern couldn't deal with it. He left early. I go loot his room. At that point, I realize that everybody else at this place has a real mattress. Everybody else has a real mattress but me. Apparently, a lot of people come in and steal stuff in the off season. They'd stolen my mattress. Nobody bothered to check. But you know, I deal with it. You know, life goes on. The summer goes along. I really start to get comfortable. I really enjoy it. You know. You know, even though it was, the artist was very cantankerous, very particular. It's like imagine the most cantankerous boss you've ever had. Then he's also your neighbor, your roommate. He critiques your cooking. It was difficult, but I gotta say, you know, in case you heard this, I loved working there. I just didn't necessarily like having him as my roommate. But so as the summer progressed, I really got used to things, and it came down to the point where, you know, he trusted me to kind of hold down the fort. It was the very last week that I was going to be there, and he had a big opening in D.C., so he, you know, basically entrusted me with the keys to the kingdom and the dogs and all that stuff. I was supposed to take care of things, and I was ready. I was excited to be kind of from out from underneath his thumb, one, doing my own thing, relaxing. But, you know, I was also excited. It was coming towards the end. I wanted to get back to my my other life. I had quarreled with my girlfriend at the time earlier in the summer, and we decided to just let it rest, give each other some time. And so I was excited to get back with her and remedy whatever situation was going on there. I was excited to get back with my band and play all these songs that I'd written based on my experiences there, including one about a chain-smoking Frenchman who washed the dishes every morning in his underwear. Find that one on YouTube. No, I'm sorry, it's not on YouTube yet, it's Facebook. But I was excited about this. Wanted to get back with my band, wanted to get back with my girlfriend, wanted to get back to my other life. Well, the night before my last week, my girlfriend calls to make an appointment, or emails me to make an appointment for a phone call, because that's what you have to do when you live in different time zones, and your boss wants you to have dinner on the table at 7, and he won't let you change it. We had to make an appointment. And she says, you know, Mark, I know I said I didn't want to see other people, but I've been dating your bass player, and he also started another band with everybody else from your band. And they're really good. So it's a bummer. So, and I told my boss about this just so he'd know my emotional state. But I don't want to drag him down with my energy, you know, with my negative energy. So I persevered. I had learned how to just put out the negative energy and just draw in the positive and just emit happiness in the morning. And so I was really trying hard to do that. And I wake up, I'm really having a great morning. It's the last morning before the artist goes off. And I go in, I'm feeling great. The first thing I see, he's in the kitchen cursing at his camera. Just, this damn thing, just cursing up a storm. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong? Relax, it's just a camera. There's no reason to get so upset over the camera. He's like, oh, you don't understand. I can't get this to work. It's a new camera, and I need this so I can take pictures of this event. If I can't take pictures of this, I'm screwed. And I said, well, you know, it's just a camera, man. He's like, oh, no, you don't understand. I said, well, look, man, that may be true, but, you know the situation I'm in. My girlfriend dumped me. Lost my band. The same guy has both of those things now. Plus, my dog died. I don't know if I mentioned that, but my dog died while I was gone. Everything that was my life that I thought I was going to get to return to, it's not going to be there. I'm really, you know, I have every right to be distraught. But I'm not distraught. I'm having a good time. And I come in here, and you're putting all this negative energy out into the world. And it makes it really tough. So, thank you.